It's The Takeaway on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. Legalizing same-sex marriage in New York will come down to two more votes, yes, from Republican senators before the session ends on Monday. As of yesterday, every Democrat in the Senate except one was committed to voting yes to pass same-sex marriage, and the first Republican senator came forward to declare his support. With us now is WNYC's Elsa Chang. She's in Albany watching for a vote on the issue. She joins us by phone. Elsa, good morning.
Good morning.
So the count so far is 30 definite yes votes in the Senate. Is that right?
That's right. And this is the closest the Senate has ever come to the issue. All the play is in the Senate. It's a given that the bill will pass in the Assembly. They've passed same-sex marriage repeatedly. So in the Senate, the bill requires support from 32 senators. That's a bare majority. And the belief is if this bill passes, it'll probably be by more than 32, because no one Republican wants to be identified as the one senator that made same-sex marriage legal in New York. So we could very well see a cushion of maybe 2 to 3 votes.
Okay, let's talk about the Democratic senators who made a reversal and declared their support for the bill. They originally voted no. They voted yes yesterday. Talk about them.
Yeah, so there are three of them. There's Joe Addabbo and Shirley Huntley of Queens and Carl Krug Brooklyn. Yes, they all voted no in 2009 when the measure failed by a wide margin of about 38 to 24. And before yesterday, we've known all along that there were going to be 26 Democrats who were definite yeses in the state Senate. That left 4 Democrats. We knew one of them, Ruben Diaz Sr. in the Bronx, was never going to be a yes vote. He's been a longtime vocal opponent against same-sex marriage for personal religious reasons. So no one ever bothered counting on lobbying him. And now we finally have 29 Democrats on board.
Now, all of these Democrats are from the New York City area. Did the three who flipped give reasons for their shifting?
They sure did. Each of them said that their own viewpoints had changed, but more importantly, the viewpoints among their constituencies had shifted over the last few years. Shirley Huntley said she now believes her district is about 60% in favor of gay marriage. Addabbo said just 2 years ago, 73% of the constituents who contacted him about the issue were against gay marriage, and this year, there was almost a complete flip. 80% of the people who contacted him about the issue were for it. Carl Krueger said that now for him, the issue was really more about right and wrong. And this vote of yes is a vote of conscience. And he says he's eager to, quote, redefine what the American family is.
Now, there's that senator upstate in Rochester, Jim Alessi. He's the Republican who expressed support for the same-sex marriage bill yesterday. Tell us about him. Why is he now supporting this?
Well, yeah, I had the chance to talk with him one-on-one for a while after his announcement yesterday, and he spoke with a great sense of relief. Alessi was famous in 2009 for having a look of very visible anguish on his face before he uttered his no vote in the Senate. Because his name starts with an A, he's the first Republican on the roll call, and so people say his vote is especially important because it could set the tone for Republicans on the fence who are voting after him. And Alessi said that this time his yes vote is a vote from the heart, that he always supported gay marriage, or certainly he did in 2009, but he said his no vote that year was purely a political vote. He told me that there was a consensus that year that all Republicans would vote no on gay marriage. They were in the minority in the Senate at the time, and many Republicans were afraid to lose their seats, so they felt compelled to move as a bloc. Now, Republicans are in the majority, and Alessi says he just doesn't feel the same political pressure to go along with all the other Republicans. He says he wants to do what's right, not what's political, and he's also noticed that there's quite a bit of support in his district for same-sex marriage. He estimates it's about 60% in favor. The only thing he has reservations about, but he's been given assurances that those reservations will be addressed, is that he wants religious protections in the bill. This is reportedly the same issue other Republicans have about the issue, and that means they want churches, the provisions to allow churches and other institutions to opt out of performing same-sex marriages if they have any moral opposition to them.
Now, Elsa, two more votes are needed, two more Republican votes. Who are the possible Republicans that could vote yes now?
Everyone's still speculating, but there have been a few names that have been widely circulated and rumored to be on the brink of voting yes. Greg Ball of Putnam County, Andrew Lanza of Staten Island, Roy McDonald of Rensselaer County, Betty Little of Glens Falls, and Stephen Salan in Poughkeepsie. Those are just like a few of the names. But as of last night, there was just a lot of speculation. No real certainty has developed around any one particular person as being the next Republican to vote yes.
So it looks like the vote will be very close, but also, when are we going to see this bill actually get introduced?
Well, that's a good question, and we're expecting it very, very soon. We thought Governor Cuomo was going to actually send out the bill last night. It's called a program bill, but his office says they're still putting on the finishing touches. But if the governor's bill comes with what's called a message of necessity, it means that the Senate can not only introduce it right away, but vote on it right away. So we could see a vote on gay marriage very, very soon.
Okay. WNYC's Elsa Chang in Albany. Elsa, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Okay.